At the heart of the issue are 257 mail-in votes that were not dated on the return envelope, but submitted on time. A Republican judicial candidate in the county sued to have them excluded, and the outcome could determine whether he gets a seat on the Court of Common Pleas. The couple hundred votes may decide the winner in the narrow race. The case made its way up to the state Supreme Court, which opted not to hear it. Then, the ACLU sued in federal court on behalf of five of the mail-in voters, saying not counting the ballots disenfranchised them. A federal district court in Allentown has now ruled the ballots must be disqualified because the voters did not follow state law. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.